Welcome to our program, Everyday English. In this lesson, let us consider some of the uses of the word except and its compounds. Except is a simple word, and it means apart from. For example,
everyone was present except you.
Except combines with a number of simple words like to and for to form the expressions
except to, except for.
Now, take except for first. This means apart from, were it not for. Now, listen to this.
Except for this punctuation error, you wrote a very good essay.
That is, apart from the one mistake you made, your essay was good. Were it not for this one mistake, your essay would have been graded good. Another example.
Except for a few scratches here and there on the car, it could have passed for a new one. It looks well kept.
That is, apart from a few scratches here and there. Let's turn to except to. This is also related to except, and it always introduces an opinion which is the only one open to the speaker or others. For example,
there was nothing for us to do except to arrange for his burial.
That is, the only choice left to us was to arrange for his burial. Except to is used in situations when there's only one option left for a problem. The word to in the phrase except to may be dropped, as in this.
What else could we do except withdraw every peswa we had saved?
That is, we had no option in the circumstance apart from withdrawing every peswa. I would like to clarify one point on except before we turn to certain other idioms. The word is a preposition and behaves like words like with, to, from, under, and so on, which are all prepositions too. So, just as we say
to me, to them, to us,
with me, with us, with him,
from me, from us, from him, from her.
So do we say
except me, except her, except us.
And not
except I or he.
We should say
everyone was there except me.
Except is always followed by the objective form of the pronoun. A second point. Many years ago, the word except was used to mean unless. For example, we find in the Bible,
except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain.
A sentence like this is unidiomatic in present-day English. It is archaic. We could say instead,
unless the Lord build the house.
Except is always followed by a noun or pronoun, but not a verb. We can say
except Jesus, except you, except him and him alone, except the chairman, except you and me.
But not
except you come and see me.
Wrong sentence. Say instead
unless you come and see me.
We won't release the car except you pay a deposit. Another wrong sentence. Now, the word excepting. This is also a kind of preposition, but its use is trickier. It's very often seen in the company of the word not, as in
not excepting.
Always,
as in always excepting.
Without,
as in without accepting.
Not accepting, always accepting, without accepting. First, Let's look at not accepting.
The president's warning goes to everyone, not excepting the police.
The warning goes to all sections of society, and the police are not excluded. Not accepting means not excluded, not exempted.
It would be hardly an exaggeration to say he worked every day in the year, not excepting Sundays.
Not accepting Sundays were not exceptional, where there were no exception to his work days. Now, without accepting, this also means not accepting, not excluded, as in this sentence.
He was believed to have robbed practically everyone in the neighborhood without accepting his own parents.
Without accepting, and not always accepting, without accepting and not accepting.
He demanded contributions from the senior staff, always accepting the management.
We've said that accept is used only with nouns and pronouns, as in accept you, accept John, and not with full sentences like
except you come and see me,
where unless would be more appropriate.
Unless you come and see me.
There is one apparent exception, however. The expression except is used in certain contexts to mean but for the fact that. For example,
I would have arrived before except that I lost my way.
That is, I would have arrived earlier, were it not for the fact that I lost my way. Note, however, that except here does not mean unless. Now a short dialogue.
Were you at Mr. Johnson's party?
Yes, I was. I call it the party of the year. Best organized and best attended, not excepting mine.
I must have missed the exciting part.
Were you there at all?
Yes, but I was late. Most people had left when I got there. Except for one or two stragglers, the place was empty.
You are acquiring some reputation.
Some reputation? What do you mean?
The reputation for arriving late for all parties and meetings without accepting those you organize yourself.
I was late because my car couldn't start.
Your battery is old?
Yes.
And your starter?
Yes, and many other parts.
And are you, as usual, going to tell me you spent sums of money on the car?
I have. I've had many of the parts checked, not excepting the starter and alternator brushes.
You should get much better service from your car, then.
Oh, far better, Kofi. I wouldn't have been able to show up at the party at all, except that Odonko was kind enough to give me a lift. Now tell me, how did the party go?
But you were there.
I was late, I have told you, only for a short time. You were there all the time.
Yes, except for a few minutes when I went out to meet...
To meet was Kim Early?
Yes, he came to sit at our table.
And how did you manage?
Manage? Scarcely anything to do except hold my peace while he rattled on. He and I never get on.
A brief look at some of the sentences.
I call it the party of the year, the best organized and best attended, not excepting mine.
Observe the use of the expression not accepting, meaning not excluding, but including. Another expression?
Except for one or two stragglers, the place was empty.
That is, apart from one or two stragglers, the place was empty.
The reputation of arriving late for all parties and meetings without accepting those you yourself organize.
You arrive late at all meetings and parties, including those you yourself organize. Now, let's summarize. In this lesson, we've looked at some uses of the word except. It is, in general, used as a preposition. It does not normally introduce clauses and sentences. That's all we have time for, listeners. Goodbye.